saw there to start this up, like postseason.
It really is probably the worst draw you could possibly get for Bad X. But the point is that getting back to the playoffs, getting that winning record, and getting the support of the kids to come out and get more players on that team.
Sandusky gets the ball to start the second half, and they pick it up at the 5-yard line. That's number 26, and he's out to the 30-yard line. He finally brought down at the 31-yard line. Number 26 had to be
Chase Tucker.
Brought down by Evan Shemka, pretty much on the second to last effort there, the second to last line of the special teams for Lakers defense.
Oh, and Lakers bodies wiping out on the field, multiple of them falling down, slipping on the field. It's completely saturated right now, so changing direction is not going to be very easy for these ball carriers and tacklers, for that matter.
When we were on break there for a second, the rain started to pick back up here, and to the point where you looked outside and said, whoa. So we're lucky to be inside here.
It was probably more than just whoa, but we'll stick with that.
Well, for on-air purposes, we'll just stick with whoa. First and 10, left, right across your radio. Receiver wide to the right, wings on both sides.
Shotgun
and
formation.
And we have a timeout called by Sandusky.
Oh,
apparently they
no.
didn't like the shotgun. So I'm sure the people in the stands here don't mind another timeout here, as with 11:54 left here in the third quarter, it's 6-0
well,
Lakers.
It is so nice out. I can't see why they don't want to stay out there for another minute or so.
This is pure Michigan. When it comes down to it, you know, days like today make me so happy to be living in the state of Michigan.
Well, it makes me happy that we're up in the press box, I'll tell you that.
That is for certain. Someone asked me, they were giving me a hard time saying that we'd have to broadcast from the stands tonight. I said, there will be no game called
no.
We're into the stands tonight.
And let's make this very clear. It's not because we're not tough enough, Clark. There's way too much stuff here that cost way more than we want to replace.
Well, it is insured, but at the same time.
maybe we aren't that tough. I don't know.
Those insurance claims, you know, they just take time and take time for to move through the process. So. We want to be on air for next week. 11:54 left here in the third quarter. First and 10, left right across the radio. Sandusky in the shotgun. Receivers wind to the right, and Lasecki keeps it for himself. And he's tripped up in the backfield and brought down at the original line of scrimmage by number 81, James Stork. Does finishes him off there with no gain, maybe a loss of a yard. We'll say no gain at the 31-yard line. Second and 10 now with 11:36 left here in the third. Sandusky trails Lakers 6-0.
Lasecki coming out in the shotgun formation and a bunch formation on his right-hand side. Three options on the right-hand side. One lone wide receiver to his left, and that lone receiver comes in motion. And a little read option as Lasecki decides to keep it himself and runs up the middle for no gain.
Receiver wide each way and slot on the right. Nine man in motion, that's Chase Tucker. And he's going to get the handoff coming around the left end. He gets back to the line of scrimmage, hits the defender, and forced out of bounds at the far sideline at the 34-yard line. It's going to be a gain of three. Terrence Dubes on the tackle, number 21 for Lakers. Brings up now a 3rd and 8.
Yeah, it looks
for
like
the Sandusky Redskins.
Yeah, it looks like they didn't give him a very good spot there, Clark. It's going to be all of 8 yards now upcoming for Sandusky as they basically run, Clark, the same play, just opposite this time, and the quarterback actually gives it to the running back, Chase Tucker, and he gained just 2 yards on the play.
11:02 left in the third, 6-0 Lakers. Sandusky facing a 3rd and 8. Receiver wide to the right, slot to the left, shotgun. Man in motion to the near sideline. Lasecki on the keeper, and he is blasted. Blasted at the line of scrimmage. Lakers front man, number 81, James Stork, came through. And he looked like a Mack truck pulling into a rest stop, folks. He just came through and stopped him in its tracks. No gain in the play, brings up a 4th down and 8 to go.
Oh, man, he shed that offensive lineman quickly. And the quarterback there, Jacob Lasecki, gets rocked quickly. And, boy, oh, boy, no gain on that play. And I think you're going to bring out the punt formation now.
Wow, that was a heck of a hit there from James Stork, the defensive end junior on this squad here, as Sandusky indeed into the wind brings out their punting team. Lasecki basically just takes 5 more paces back as he's the quarterback and punter. This one goes sideways. My chip shots don't even look that bad, Dave.
I'm sorry.
As this one hits right at the 45-yard line of Sandusky's territory. And Lakers, with a 45-yard field to work with, gets it first and 10 right to left across your radio.
Lakers gets some pressure there on the punter. And actually, Clark, looked like he hit it, in this case, on the golf club. It went halfway up the shaft there. I think he kicked it off his shins. he's lucky that ball went anywhere at all, but straight up in the air and off to the right towards us, actually, and just flutters out of bounds. So excellent field position for Lakers here early in the third quarter, 45 yards to pay dirt.
First and 10. Right to left across your radio, and it's a handoff to number 12, Brennan Wisner. Not much going there. Stopped at the line of scrimmage at the by number 68. Excuse me, Trevor Willie, the junior. As folks, it's starting to snow here in Laker country. The flakes are starting to come down. And believe it or not, I think most people here would rather have a little few snowflakes rather than the cutting wind and rain coming through at you.
Yeah, unfortunately, the cutting wind is still out there. But no gain there for Brennan Wisner. Looked very similar to that quick play that snuck up on us when Brennan Wisner broke through and scored a touchdown. This time, no gain.
Second and 10, KD on the keeper around the left end. Hits line of scrimmage and nothing more. And is stopped by number 3, Jacob Waseki, the outside linebacker for Sandusky, right at the 45-yard line. No gain. Brings up now third and 10. For Lakers.
Those design runs that worked so well last week against Beale City have gone absolutely nowhere for Dustin Cady today, as Dustin Cady following Terrence Dubes, following Brennan Wisner up the field and not having any luck at all. That Sandusky front seven has done a nice job keying in on Cady, watching for those design run plays.
8:58 left here in the third quarter. Fast-paced game here so far. Third and 10, Lakers. Right to left across your radio, working off the left hash. Power pistol to the right, wing to the right. And Cady keeps it for himself, the lead blocker out in front of him. And he gets around the line of scrimmage, still pulling his defender out to about the 43. Brought down by Daniel Hale, the junior. And it brings up now 4th and 8.
Another designed run to Dustin Cady this time. This time, instead of lead blockers going up the middle, they actually go to the far side of the field, and Dustin Cady following them all the way to the sideline before he cut up field for just a couple yards. 4th and long now upcoming for Lakers.
And that's Daniel Hale's second tackle of the night. With 8:14 left here in the third, and we have a Laker timeout as they want to discuss things on a 4th and 8 on the WLAW Sports Network. Lakers 6, Sandusky nothing in the third.
It's Chevy Truck Month at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 in Sebring.
Hi, this is Derek Holland here at Moore Shoreline in Sebring. We have 77 new and used trucks on our lot that must be sold. I have 27 used, with 12 of them being GM certified pre-owned vehicles. I also have great lease deals on our brand new Chevy Silverados. So come see me, Derek Holland, and let's make a deal.
Find your new truck and find new roads at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 in Sebring.
A 13 left here in the third quarter. That's right, the third quarter. We played the first half in a mere 49 minutes. It's now Lakers facing a 4th and 8 from the Sandusky 43-yard line. In a night that has everything from rain, snow, sleet, hail, maybe hail. Night's not over yet. 2 tackles from Hale so far this night, though, for Sandusky. And working off the right hash, Dustin Cady in the pistol to power pistol to the left, and they're looking to pass. This one airs it out. A wide open man at 25-yard line, finally brought down to the 22. Brings down for himself Ian Snyder. Out of nowhere, nice, beautifully set up pass play there on the timeout from the 43 down to the 21-yard line. Just 22-yard pickup.
Just what we got done saying Sandusky's going to need to do to get back in this game. Coach Grabowskis on the break designs up a pass play right to Ian Snyder and down the middle of the field on a nice day, Clark. There was nobody near him. He catches that ball and runs into the end zone, but because it was 4th down, he basically takes the ball, corrals it, and just makes sure he catches it for the 1st down, goes down to the ground. But anyways, fresh set of downs for Lakers in the first big play since Wisner's touchdown.
From the 21-yard line, it's Dustin Cady, keeper on the left end. A little bit of spirit in his step, and gets all the way down to the 16-yard line, brought down by number 11, Daniel Hale. Another Hale tackle, his 3rd of the night, and brings up 2nd down, 5 to go. And Lakers suddenly get a little more pep in their step.
Yeah, all it takes is one big play in this offensive line, blocking better. Dustin Katie with a better run. Daniel Hale making the nice tackle for Sandusky. He doesn't make that tackle, and Dustin Katie's got the corner and can get all the way to the end zone. There's nobody else there, so good tackle by him.
Update from the Ithaca Bad Axe game, 49-0 at half.